You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Okay, then. You can drywall.
It's pretty easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't fucking... Hey, I feel like he's going to try and get out of this.
Oh, he will. You just hold it up against the wall, Brent, like you said, and zip some screws in, and you're done.
Yeah. They do have to hit the studs.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is a little more complicated than I may
shoot them wherever you want.
Doesn't seem like it's holding very well.
Zips in 20 one screws, here, and here, then it...
Is that why they...
Then just falls back over on them.
Is that why they put tape on these when they're done? To hold them up? it's all right. It's all right. It's going to be cool when it's all done.
All right. Are we going to get started?
We're recording.
We're recording?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay.
But it'll be good.
Should we explain what we're talking about?
Oh. So we're in the process of... Well, I shouldn't say we're in the process.
We're not. We're in the talks.
We're in the idea phase.
Yeah.
We're in phase one, just talking about it.
Might be phase 0.5.
Right. Of moving our podcast to the garage. I have a detached garage. To get out of this closet that we're in. Cupboard. Yeah. Hallway. I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
It's
coat room.
Weird, weird room.
Very weird.
Don't know what it is. I'd say it's about, what, 4x10? 4x?
Yeah, 4x, yeah, something like that.
The fuck do you do with that room?
I don't know. There's a bunch of cabinets back here that just have some dry food on it. I don't know. But I have a detached garage with the only thing in it is a motorcycle and a smoker. The only thing of value.
Right.
The rest is all garbage.
Yeah.
Which is really not that much in there, but still just junk. So I'm going to think about gutting it. Getting all that shit out of there, drywalling it, you know, insulating, drywall, doing all that shit, and moving our podcast out there. So we have more room, then we can have people on, actually come over and sit in. We can't have anybody over now if we want someone to sit in.
They'd have to sit on Brendan's lap.
Yeah, because I can't fit back here with me or you. You're smashed between the wall and the table. And so am I. I'm just in the corner. Like in a dark corner over here.
18 inches of space over here.
All right. Brendan's got all the room. So, yeah, he'd have to, and if two people came over, he'd have two people sitting on his lap. It'd just be weird.
How would that work?
Yeah, I think we're going to, I don't know.
Anyway.
So, we're going to move out there, I think. But I've got to rent a fucking big-ass dumpster, and then we got to get to work on fixing that place up.
Why don't we just pile all that shit in the middle of your backyard and
set it on fire?
Light it up.
Because it's not Missouri. You can't do that here.
Mm. Been in the middle of the neighbor's backyard. No one
noticed.
And then we could probably light it on fire.
Then light it on fire? No, we should actually put it inside the house and then light it on fire.
Do them a favor?
Yes.
Oh, we were going to remodel that.
No, you fucking weren't.
Anyway.
The fucking house is separating from the foundation. Fuck that place.
So.
But.
Hopefully later this year.
Yeah, hopefully later this year we are going to have it going on in there.
Have a cool little studio.
Garage. I'll be happy by the end of the summer if it happens.
Man cave.
I'm hoping before then, but...
Do we have enough room for a pool table?
Yeah, if we can move everything else out.
and sit on the pool table.
Right. We have to get one of those... it'll have to be one of those ping pong tables that fold up. You ever seen those? Like the old school ones?
Yeah.
Fold up and you can bring it down. We'll have to have something like that.
They don't make those in pool tables.
No. We'll have to make one. The only big pain in the ass will be is me pulling my motorcycle in and out of there every time, but who cares?
No, just fucking leave it in there.
There won't be any... I don't know if there'll be room for that.
Oh, there'll be room.
Well, I guess I could.
There'll be room as long as you have it up against this wall, kind of, you know?
Yeah,
you can't just have it right in the middle.
No, it's... Dude, it deserves respect. You don't put it up against the wall. It sits in the middle.
I think we should make Brendan sit on it the entire
time. That's his seat?
Yeah.
Not gonna rev the engine.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah. Just rev the engine up every time he goes to say something.
Yeah.
Until he puts it in gear and goes flying through the wall. Flying out through the garage door.
Did you ever figure out if your Wi-Fi reaches it back there?
I have not, and I need to find out if there's a way I can boost the signal out there. I'm sure there's something I can
do. That's all Brendan cares about.
Right.
He's like, I'm not using my data. That's insane.
Well, you got a new router thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's working pretty good.
So maybe it's better.
It might push further. It out there. Like, and if it doesn't, I'm sure there's something I can get to help.
Like, kind of chain it.
So yeah, there's got to be something, because I'm not the only asshole that's wanted to do something like this or want it.
Well, it's like when you look up all the Wi-Fi, and you get like 20 of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And there's like nobody that even lives around me.
It's got to be coming from like hundreds of feet away.
Right.
Now it's a crappy signal, but.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't want to actually use it or try to use it. But no, I'm sure there's something we can do to do that. So Brendan can be over there looking at his horse porn or whatever he looks at whenever we're in the middle of fucking recording. His grotesque. What was it you were just looking up? In the last one that came up that was super inappropriate.
Like natural deformities.
Yeah. Oh, smut and natural deformities. I can only imagine. I know the FBI is watching the computers. They watch everybody's.
Sure.
So the shit that he's looking up that I don't know about on my system.
Oh,
probably like, oh, man, this only happens. This fucking guy only looks shit up once a month, though, but it's weird on Sundays. What the fuck's going on here? Something weird's going on in that household, fellas.
Sunday fun day.
That's what I did when I got that new router.
Yeah.
Since I can create my own name for my Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's because I have the 5 gig and then the, what's the other one? 2.4 mm-hmm. gigahertz or whatever I say, whatever it is. They let you name them. So I put guest 2 for the 2 gigahertz. Cause
I always wondered, like, why do people name it? Because you look at mine, it's like AT&T 6943.
Well, that's theirs. 2. If you get your new router, like if you got a router like me, you'd have to name it something.
Oh, okay.
That's just because AT&T named it, and I don't think you can change theirs. But when you get your own router, you name it whatever you want. And that's so you know which signal's yours. For that reason, like you said, there's 100 signals around here. So I named the 2 gigahertz one guest. So when anybody comes over, I'm like, guest 2. Here's the code. Sign into that one if you want to use my Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. The 5 is for us. It's faster. It's better. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't want everybody on it. But I named that one FBI Vehicle 5. So anybody in the surrounding area that like is trying to get on someone else's Wi-Fi, that's going to pop up. FBI Vehicle 5. So it's like hopefully it makes people nervous.
So I assume it's the new neighbors moving next door.
Yeah.
And I think I was trying to get my phone off Wi-Fi because it's actually faster. So I just use data.
Yeah.
And so I was going through it and I saw that what showed up and it was like super flirty Wi-Fi. I'm like, what? Like, what is that? It's the weirdest thing in the world. Because the rest are just like AT&T 6-4-3-9-2. You know, they're all like that.
Yeah.
I was like, super, like, what the hell?
Yeah. I can go back and change it now, but I think we'd all have to, like, re-sign in because it won't read it again.
Right.
Like, you'd have to re-put in the password and all that. But I'm wishing I would have put Toilet Cam 5. That would have been better.
That'd be a good one, too.
But I can always change it later.
Sure.
Just for fun.
Change it when we go out to the garage.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just a... it'll be cool when we move out there. We'll have to get a couch, too, though. So when we have guests over, we'll have to find some old couch.
Yeah.
And someone's trash can.
Oh, man, they're all over the place where I live.
Hopefully it doesn't have mice in it when we bring it back.
It might.
Nah. Fine. Yeah, go to a yard sale and find some old couch to buy and
get something decent.
We're going to have to get other. Like I said, if we have guests over, we're going to have chairs for them to sit on. So
yeah.
I don't want to be bringing these fucking metal here. You sit on these metal chairs, or we're in awesome chairs. Yeah. Here, go ahead and sit on the floor. I'll just have a bunch of handheld mics for them to use.
Just one, they have to pass it around.
Yeah, they got to pass the one microphone around. That's a good idea. That'd be really cheap on our end. We're sitting there, we got our stands, we're in comfortable chairs, they're just sitting on the floor with one microphone. And the cord's like just long enough to reach them, so it's almost uncomfortable.
They kind of have to bend over.
Yeah, you can't really, if it's the whole band and there's 5 of them, they can't really reach it over. The guy
can't get to
it. He can't get to it, he's got to crawl over. Couple of the other members. I'm trying to figure out how to put a bathroom out there. Not like no, a f- no no
you
no
can't. You can't do that.
No, check this out. not like a flushing toilet.
You can't pee through a hole in the wall either.
Why not? Why can't you pee?
There's rules against that.
Who's going to know? It's psh, right through, and it just comes shooting out of the wall into
my
yard.
When they see a pipe and there's piss coming out of it.
No, you run it. Well, run it down behind the fucking the siding.
Yeah.
And they'll be out on the grass. I'll never know. I mean, the grass will be all dead there, but who gives a fuck? I'll put it in the neighbor's yard on the neighbor's side. Maybe they'll be looking at the hose one day, like, what the fuck is this? And I'll be pissing through it at the same time. That'd be a good idea.
Get like a urinal in there?
Something you can piss into.
A funnel?
Yeah, you can use a funnel. That'd be fine. Get a big funnel that you can piss in. Just keep a bottle of water there to fucking rinse it out when you're done. That's how you flush
it. How long are we going to be out there?
We're never leaving. I'm trying to move us in there permanently.
You lock the door.
Yeah.
Now you can't leave.
We're here forever.
All right.
That's what we're going to do. That's fine. That'd be cool.
I don't know about that last part, but the rest sounds
cool. Yeah, because
the rest sounded good.
I figure we have a shower curtain, so you can just kind of go back there and piss. But, you know, Brennan, he'll try to shit on it, so.
I clogged it.
It just smells like shit in there.
Oh, God damn it, Brennan.
Fucking clogged it. Nobody said I couldn't shit in it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
No, we'll have to put a refrigerator out there for sure. I don't know. Not...
That refrigerators are noisy, though. You don't think they are, but they are.
No, you're right. They are.
So we'd have
coolers. Coolers.
Not like, we couldn't just have like a fridge right there. You know what I mean?
Fuck it. Cooler. Full ice. That's cheap.
I mean, you could just unplug it when we're recording.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Because it'll stay nice and cool for several hours, I'm sure.
Right.
So you could always do that.
Yeah, that's true. I have a beer fridge. Goddamn.
Because when they kick on, they're like, yeah, there's like.
Especially if I buy some turd to put out there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go buy a brand new one.
Right.
I'm going to get the brand new one where they got the digital screen on it so you can push it and see what's inside your refrigerator without opening. Have you seen that shit?
No, there's one now. You can be at the store. You can log on to your fridge.
Oh, my God.
And you can look at the camera inside your fridge to see if you're out of. Fucking mustard.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Come on, Brendan.
That's the stupidest thing.
There's nothing in your refrigerator anyways.
I know.
You go, oh, I wonder if I got this. Nope.
No, but...
You knew that.
But that's why every single time I go to the store, I buy the same thing that I already have a half a... So I just...
I sound like my wife.
He opens his refrigerator
I was telling her, I was like, can you look and see... What we have and don't have.
This is Brendan. He opens his refrigerator and he's like, okay, I got a bottle of ketchup, a thing of mustard. Let's see what else do I got here. I got a half jar of mayonnaise that should last me. But I need soda and I need water. And that should do me. He goes to the grocery store and he's like, I guess I'll pick up some ketchup, some mustard. I probably don't have any mayonnaise. Gets home, and then he bought everything he already had.
Yes, that's exactly what happens every time.
He's got 7 bottles of ketchup in there. You ever heard of like maybe writing it down, making a list? Before you leave?
I don't have that kind of forethought.
No, my lady does that too. She just has multiple things of things. Like, babe, why do we have 3 tubs of sour cream? We only need one.
Right.
I just keep buying it. I get it. It's cheap. Who cares? Pick up another one. But then, like today, I just threw away like half full. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Trash.
Right. Because it didn't get used in time or whatever.
Yeah. And there was another one there. You know? It went out of date because we started using this other one.
Right. I am a little bit like Brendan. I can make a list in my head. Not a big list. I need to get razors. Shampoo and something else. 3 things. I'll get to the store. And I'll be like, how the fuck did I forget 3 things?
Yeah.
And I'm like walking in circles until I remember. I eventually remember, but.
No, I'm the same way. Because, like, my wife, she does the shopping, but if it's like middle of the week, I need 2 or 3 things. I'll go get it.
Right.
And I just, every time, all right, text it to me. Because if you tell me those 3 things, I drive the 0.2 miles to the store that it is across the street, I'll be like, which one was it?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because the old lady.
We're getting old.
Last weekend, something happened. She always puts it on her notes on her phone, makes her grocery list.
Right.
And then on the weekend, she goes and gets it. Well, something happened during the week and it like wiped her list out. So she's like, fuck. So she just tried to go off of memory. And then throughout all the whole week, she started realizing all the shit that she forgot.
Missed.
Yeah. She thought she got it all. And she's like, nope, didn't get this. Oh, fuck, I didn't get this. God damn it. I didn't get this either. I'll tell you what I do enjoy is when I go without.
Grocery shopping.
When I do have to go grocery shopping, when I go without them. Because I can get it done 3 times faster.
You know what's funny? When I go with my wife, dude, we kill it.
Really?
We kill it. Because she knows where everything is. And then I maneuver the basket around. And I'm always like one step behind her. And she's just throwing shit in. She knows like I said, if I go there, I don't quite know where everything is. So it's going to take me a minute.
See, I know where everything is.
Yeah, that's nice.
So
I just don't go enough.
I know when she does her list, she's just thinking about it throughout the week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need this. Puts it on there. Okay, I'm going to need this. Puts it on there. Me, I get to the grocery store, and I'm like, I start looking at the list. If I'm by myself, I'm going to start all the way over there and work my way back. Like, her shit's all over the place. So she'll like, here. Then she'll come back and go this way.
Oh, see,
then go back that way. And go back there. She just follows, it's like, ah. It's like, just, no. I wanted to do a big straight through shot and be done.
Yeah.
But that's just the difference.
Oh. When me and my wife go, it's in and out. She likes, I don't go with her that often. But when I do, she says it's like way quicker.
Really? Yeah. I feel it's way quicker if I go by myself.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I hate
that. I'm just running people over. It's like supermarket.
I hate the grocery store.
It's like supermarket sweeps when I go.
I hate the grocery store.
I don't like it.
You ever been in a store and you see someone you know, they just walk the other direction to avoid them? It's not necessarily that you hate them. You just don't want to talk to them right now.
Right.
You're trying to, when we go, we're doing business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And when other people go, they're just,
Just walk around.
Hang out, I guess, all fucking day. Yeah,
no, I want in and out.
Yeah.
Because we do most of our grocery shopping. Well, you know what? Lately, we haven't been going to Schnucks.
But so have you ever done that? Run to someone you know, and you're like,
hello, go down here.
Yep.
Go down here.
I'll just dart down an aisle real quick. Like, okay, I'm going to dart in here. Then dart back. Because I just want to get out.
Yeah.
Especially if we go to Walmart. Because you are in a fine line. You have a very fine window opportunity to get in and out of that fucking store before the crazies come in. You have to get there like either about 9 in the morning till about 10:30. You're usually okay. You can get through there and there's not too many people. But you get past that like 10:30 mark, all of a sudden everybody's up in there. And then you're just like, motherfucker.
Everyone woke up.
Yep.
Came to Walmart.
Yep.
I don't go to Walmart. I refuse to go to Walmart. I can't.
We don't that much anymore.
We probably go once a year for hell if I know. There's something we just can't find anywhere or something.
That's the last place I'm going to go if I can't find something.
Yeah.
Because they're not. If I go to Schnucks or Deerberg's. If they don't have it,
first of all,
I'm like, fuck it. It just ain't out.
Never went to Walmart for food. Never go for food. There's just too much next to me. Ruler Foods, Aldi's, Shop and Save, Schnucks. Right. Why the hell would I go to Walmart for food?
Well, see, we got a Schnucks by us, too. And we have a Deerberg's. It's not that far. But it was more just the prices. You can't beat the prices. But the quality is shit. Like, I hate it going to the produce section. That was just garbage. Everything there is dying.
I'm telling you, you need to go to Aldi's. Do you got Aldi's out here by you?
Yeah. I refuse to go there.
Dude, it's not bad. When was the last time you've been there? Because I remember going there with my mom in like 1990, and
I've been there with the last couple of years.
You know what I mean?
But no, I just don't like it because
it's not bad.
Every time I've been there, it's a fucking madhouse. The goddamn, you have to fucking put that stupid quarter in just to use a cart. It's like, who the fuck is going to steal the cart? Come on.
That's no different than, you know why? Because they don't want the idiots like Walmart that take their carts and push them 3 blocks away.
I get that.
That's what they're trying to do. You ever seen that one cart tipped over on the side of the street and it's like half a mile from Walmart?
Right.
Aldi said, no, we're not doing that bullshit.
Save a Lot or Family Dollar or something or other. They've got carts that the wheels lock up if you leave their parking lot.
Really?
At least that's what the signs in the parking lot say.
that seems like so technically not overkill.
Right. Maybe that'd be awesome.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he goes beep, 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 beep.
Just blows the wheels out.
That's what the sign in the parking lot says.
No, I've heard that. Works. I've heard that. Yeah, I don't know if it does it, but
this sounds so complicated when you could just do what Aldi's does.
Well, see, Bill loves Aldi's because, like he said, he goes, where else can you buy a shopping cart for $1 or for a quarter?
Yeah, I guess.
So,
I don't know.
No, and I don't like you have to bring your own bags or use the fucking boxes there. No, that pisses me off.
No, but here's the thing. Bring your own bags is nice. Because we have like a nice padded bag, and it's for, and I put all the cool stuff in there. You can load that bitch up. I make that thing 40 pounds, and I'm not worried about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I could fit 4 gallons of milk in there and carry it out. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what a hassle that is with friggin' paper or plastic bags?
Well, that's an even bigger hassle there when you gotta find empty boxes to put the shit in. Fuck that.
I've never used empty boxes.
So we ever used to use them when we were kids and we went there. It's like
Right. And then finally the whole bring your own tote sort of thing caught on.
Right.
But I'd rather do that because I can load those bags up with 30 pounds of groceries and have 2 or 3 bags instead of having 20 friggin' plastic bags.
That are. You know what I mean? You know how many times we've been to Walmart.
And then my wife wants to save them all. Like, what the hell are we saving these plastic bags for? What are we doing with them?
Why not? We have a whole drawer full of them.
We have this nice tote bag, but we need to save these plastic bags. Recycle that shit.
It's like, you know how many times I've been to Walmart and had, like you said, like 20 bags? And each one of them have a little tear in the bottom of them.
Yeah.
Already when they fucking put it in there.
They like slice them open on purpose.
Yeah. So it's like, can I make it in the house? Because you know how far I got to walk where I park to get into the house.
Right.
It's not like I'm just right there. So it's like, can I make it without these bags fucking tearing out all over?
I'm telling you, that's the way to go. Once you start bringing your own bags, you're like, why the hell was I using those stupid-ass plastic bags ever?
Whatever.
Take your ass to Aldi's. You'll like it.
Fuck Aldi's.
You know what? Screw you. You fucking Hoosier ass motherfucker. I don't want you. You stay at Walmart.
Fuck. Oh, Aldi's. That, you know what I think about Aldi's? That's where I go to get food when I'm going camping. Because
no,
I'm going to be
Walmart.
Living like a fucking homeless person. Might as well be eating like it, too.
Yeah.
So I go there.
Okay.
I go to Schnucks.
See, we go to Aldi's for the main stuff, and then whatever Aldi's doesn't have, we run Shop and Save.
Mm-hmm. I used to go to Shop and Save. I don't have one close to me.
Yeah.
So, Schnucks it is.
Where do you go?
I go to
Shop and
Save.
Do you even grocery shop?
Yeah.
Do you go to the East End one or the West End one?
West.
Man, that's fucking... No, last time I was in there, that was pretty fucking scary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shop and Save, you gotta bag your own shit.
Yeah, not anymore.
No?
Oh, they don't anymore?
No. Moving on up.
They bag it for you?
Yep.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You know what's funny is we went to Schnucks or something. We got, I guess, quite a bit more food than usual. And it was so awkward for me and the wife to stand there and have someone else bag our shit. Because we're so used to going to Aldi's. We're so used to going to Shop and Save.
I don't mind it. I love it.
It was just so weird.
I'm standing there. I'm like, yeah, you bag that shit.
Yeah, see, but I don't trust him. Like, motherfucker, he's putting the fucking milk on top of the eggs and shit.
Like giving you the finger. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, is he just an asshole or is he a little slow or I don't know. You know?
We were at the Schnucks by our house down the street one day. And I was in my, I was in a Black Craft Cult shirt, and it was the one with the big pentagram on it. Got, you know, the actual satanic goat head pentagram, and I'm standing in line.
You're so cool, Steve.
I know I am. It was kind of funny because I don't really think about what I put on when I leave. I just grab shirts and put them on. But
sometimes it could be your wife's shirt. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If it fits, it fits. Yeah, I don't
nice,
care.
Nice blouse.
This blouse is nice. So we're standing there, and I get up there, and the guy's, like, ringing me out. And then he's bagging it, too. Because the cashier's will bag if they don't have the little bagger guy running around. And he's, like, jamming the stuff in the bag. Like, he's mad. At first, I'm like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? He's mad at me, and I haven't even done anything. And I'm like, oh, man. He's pissed off at my shirt.
Maybe he's just having a bad day.
No, because he was super nice to the people in front of me. And then he's like fucking Because even the old lady said something. She's like, damn, that dude was pissed off at you. It's like, I wouldn't even thought he would have known what it meant. But he did. He was mad. So I was like, oh, well. Shit. The last week when we went to Schnucks, me, you, and Brian, we went at work. Yeah, Schnucks right by us, and we left there to go get some lunch because work was supposed to buy us lunch, and they forgot. So we went there to get some food. So Brian had paid, and he stepped over to the side. Then I was buying mine and Travis's because Travis conveniently forgot his wallet.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot my wallet. So I had to fucking buy his lunch. So we're in there, and I'm paying for ours, and we're going to leave. And as we're walking out, Brian goes, did you hear that fucking cashier next to us, like, one over? Oh. I'm like, no, I didn't pay attention. He said a guy was buying flowers, and the cashier said to the guy who was buying the flowers, he's like, oh, he's like, did you get in some trouble? And the guy goes, no. He's like, it's hard to get in trouble when your wife's dead. He's like, I'm going to put these on her tombstone.
He's like, it's 3 years today.
Yeah, it's 3 years today. How would you feel if you said that?
He was trying to make a dumb joke.
Just making a dumb joke, and the guy was like, unless the guy lied, he's like, fuck this guy. Yeah. That'd have been even better if he's like, yeah, fuck this guy, I got him. That's why if I worked with the public, I would never say a fucking thing.
No, you just treat them like cattle and move them on through.
It would be, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yep.
Have a nice day. That's all I would say to anybody.
Well, I told you that story. Brendan hasn't heard it. But I worked at Deerer's, a grocery store here, for probably over 10 years. Wasted my life there. And when I started, when I was 16, I was a bagger. And so, you know, you jump around. You don't just stand at one place. You jump around back and forth. So I go up to the one, and it's this kind of this dorky middle-aged guy, you know. That's the checker. And this lady comes up, and he's checking this lady out. And I guess it was because the top she was wearing. But he goes, so how far along are you? And she goes, I'm not pregnant. And at that point, I just quit bagging her shit, and I walked away. I wanted nothing to do with whatever. I don't know how that ended up, but I wasn't going to be part of it.
You were going to find out.
Yeah. Like, this guy's on his own. Just like when I left you for the beer, I just leave the situation. Yep. Just walk away from the situation.
And this is done. Never.
Yeah.
Ever ask that.
And from there on, I learned at 16... Well, I don't care if this lady's 10 months pregnant. You don't say anything. You just let it go, act like she's anyone else, and be done.
Yep.
Yeah. Just don't mention it.
Don't mention it. Just pretend it's a beer gut.
Yeah. Because that's the other thing, too, is everyone does say, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they probably get tired of that shit.
Yeah,
you get tired
of hearing it.
Yeah, I'm pregnant, but 8 months.
Right.
Name's Tim. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know they get tired of that shit.
Yeah. Because it was funny because we were on our way back talking about that. We had mentioned that. Like, that's the one thing you don't do is ask how far along someone is. Or when you do. Blah, blah, blah. So we're joking about that. We get back to the shop, and our maintenance guy, who's just a fucking turd, he comes walking in. We have a sign on our refrigerator at work that says, if it's not your food, don't eat it. Because motherfucker would come in there and just eat other people's food. So he just goes from shop to shop and eats people's food. Yeah. So he walks in there and we're eating and we're telling somebody about it, somebody else about it.
The flower guy.
And yeah, we're talking about the flower guy to somebody else. And this maintenance guy's just standing there listening. He's like, yeah, one time I saw some lady and I asked her how far along she was and blah, blah. Like, he had did that. And I was like, go figure. You know what I mean? As soon as he starts saying, I'm like, oh, this stupid asshole's done it.
Yeah.
God, I don't even know how you'd get out of that situation. If I was a cashier, I would have just walked away, too.
just leave your drawer open and everything.
Yep, been gone.
I quit.
So my old lady did that. Before it was Schnucks, it was Hart. And she got hired on. So out of high school, she started working at Wood Bakery down the street. And then she worked there for a few years or whatever. And then she got a job at Hart, the grocery store, at the bakery there. So she went there. And on her first day, they were like super mean. Just like, man, it wasn't her first day. No, I guess it was like her second day or something. But either way, they weren't very nice, not very friendly, not really training her very well. And it's like the second day, and they're like, you're closing up. We're all leaving. You're staying here, and you're closing up. And she's freaking out. She's like, oh, I don't even know what I'm doing. She's like, well, can I go on break before you guys go? And they're like, yeah, just hurry up. So she went in, took her vest off. She's like, psh, and quit. Just walked out. Left a note with the vest or whatever. She's like, quit.
She left a note?
Yep. She would not. And the best thing about it is her mom and her brother went up there to see her and walked over to the bakery like, oh, where's Christina? And they're like, we don't know. She went to break and never came back.
That's awesome.
She would not go back in there for years because she's afraid that she's going to walk in there like, hey, there's a bitch that walked out on us. They're not going to fucking remember.
Get her.
It's like, they're not going to fucking remember who you are.
Awesome.
All right, let's play some music.
All right. This is the McRiots with Dead by Dawn. Dead by Dawn by the McRiots. They're from Birmingham, Alabama, and you can find them at facebook.com/themcryatts.
Hell yeah, we've played them before. Back, yeah, it's been a while.
I'll say it.
It's been a long time ago. A while. No, it was like last May. Around. Oh yeah, it was like last May or something like that. Because I remember the. Shit, what was that punk festival we promoted last summer? Oh, no, that wasn't last summer. That was the summer before.
Savage.
Was it last summer?
It must have been last.
No, it was last summer. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was last summer. But it was right before then because I knew we'd played them. And I went back through all the episodes to find which one. And, it was like, it was a while back. What's up next?
Up next is Il Mostro playing Like Shadows.
Go to call the law like shadows. I strain the
as Like Shadows by Il Mostro. They are from Boston, and you can find them at ilmostroboston.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah.
Up next is a band called Gut Floor, and the name of the song is Kitchen Sink Realism. Kitchen Sink Realism by Gut Floor. You can find, or nope, they are from Vancouver, British Columbia. Stop pointing at me. And you can find them at gutfloor.bandcamp.com.
Don't shoot them. God, Travis.
All right, we're flying right through these fuckers. Let's keep going. Go.
All right.
Now, wait.
Oh.
Shut up.
No,
he's doing his job.
I want him to let him know that we're going to be playing three songs by these guys.
I was going to tell him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let him do his thing. This is the Brendan show.
Name of the next band is Held Against Your Head, and we will be playing three songs by them. It's going to be Knuckle Sandwich, Life Isn't Fair, and I Don't Want to Be PC.
I like that last one.
Me too.
Everybody's sick and tired of every inch of you. Spread your lie, you will find people see through you. Waste of time, know your lie, I'm just sick of you.
All right, that was the Held Against Your Head EP by the band Held Against Your Head. They are out of Chicago, and you can find them at heldagainstyourhead.bandcamp.com.
That was their whole EP just now?
Yeah. I had to play all three of them because it was...
All 1 minute?
The first two are a minute something. The last one's like two something.
2.5.
I was like, fuck it. We're going to play the whole thing, though. Fuck it.
Yeah.
We just play one.
Cool.
I liked all three of them. So it kind of was hard to decide. I was like, fuck it. Short enough we can play all three. I don't think it's going to hurt anybody's feelings.
Why the hell not?
It's up in Chicago, too.
Yeah. They're close. They're our neighbors. Go ahead, Brennan.
All right. The next band is NZM, and the name of the song is Remember My Name. That was Remember My Name by NZM. They are out of South Florida, and you can find them at nzmband.com.
All right. If you like the show, you can...
Or don't.
Or don't. Hit us up on Facebook, or...
Or don't.
Or don't. Or you can hit us up at empathicaradio@gmail.com. If you send us your address to that email address, we will send you some free stickers. If you were in a band and you want to send us some audio files and a little bio and to get played on the show, as long as you're metal, punk, or hardcore, we will play you. If you want to hear more music from a band we played in the past, hit us up. Let us know. We'll play it again. You can find us on Instagram at Empathica Radio. You can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. We are on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all that shit. Find us on one of those platforms and start following. It really helps these bands out. End it.
Let's end it with the band Scarificari.
Just shoot, man.
What, were you not done talking?
No, he's over here. Holding the, like he's holding
he
the gun.
To end it.
I just want to end it. Just shoot, man.
Okay.
No,
final,
sorry.
This is our final podcast.
Oh,
everyone.
Oh, I forgot that's who we were playing since Travis took my sheet. We played them last month.
Yeah.
And
don't know how to pronounce their name.
Right. I apologized to them that we didn't know how to pronounce it. And they just laughed because they said how hard Portuguese is.
Yeah.
So that's not only are they an awesome band, but it's awesome that I know you can't pronounce it. So we're doing it again no matter what.
But they are out of Oporto, Portugal, and you can find them at facebook.com/SCARIFICARE. And the name of this song is Rise.